Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Conservation Naturalist Karen Jolis-Slakowski about the upcoming Osprey 5K. The Warren County Conservation Osprey 5K fundraiser run walk is coming up. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the Osprey 5K Trail Run is coming up Saturday, and it's an event to get families and runners out on our trails. You can run the event or you can walk the event.
Well, kind of tell us a little bit about what this is for. It's in partnership with the Friends of Warren County Conservation, correct?
Yes, it is. This is a fundraiser to raise funds for environmental education programs and exhibits at the Annette Nature Center, which our friends help us to sponsor.
And talk about some of those programs that the Conservation and Annette Nature Center provide, because I've been out there, it's so much fun, but maybe some parents don't know about all the programs that are over the summer that this helps raise funds for.
Sure, so this helps raise funds for like our summer day camps for our youth, and then we have our Kids Fish Day that's coming up in June that it raises funds for, as well as just any of our public programs and events that we do. It also helps supply funds for some of our equipment that's needed for programming, and then just last year it helped sponsor like part of our new butterfly and pollinator exhibit.
Awesome. Well, this is a pretty special event because it's been going on for a little while now. Just kind of talk about the significance of this year and in some of the past years.
Sure. This is our 10th year, so we're super excited. Friends has gone a little extra on the swag bag this year, and they're also doing participation medals for the first 70 that cross the finish line, which is something new. And we also have a long sleeve tech shirt that comes with your registration as well.
Well, talk about some of the past memories you've had with this, because this has been going on for 10 years now. It seems like it's been a lot of fun, and an event that goes on for 10 years certainly warrants keeping on going.
Sure. So when it was originally started, the Osprey 5K was done to raise funds to help raise the Osprey birds, and it included the funds and went to pay for like the food and stuff for the birds and the hack tower. You can only be involved in that program for so many years, so that's what it was originally for. And then after that, they just kept doing the event just to raise the funds for other programming.
Well, talk about the relationship between Warren County Conservation and the Friends of Warren County Conservation, because it is kind of one of those, you know, mutually beneficial things.
Our Friends group is a nonprofit group. It's basically board members that serve as volunteer board members, and they participate in different events for the county as well as raise funds for everything that goes on there.
Well, let's talk about registration for the Osprey 5K. If I wanted to join, how would I go about doing that?
Sure, you can do that a couple of different ways. You can go to warrencb.org, and you can click on our link for the Osprey 5K, or you can go to getmeregistered.com and register there. So the fee is $35 after April 1st.
Well, and talk about what the plan is for that day and what people should expect coming in.
Sure. So you should expect a trail run. And since it's April, the trail is going to be a little bit muddy. The trails are dirt trails, and you'll go through the prairie, the woodland, and you'll run across the wetland bridge. So expect to get muddy, I guess. And packet pickup is that morning from 8 to 8:45.
And what do I get for signing up, and what kind of entails throughout the rest of the day?
Sure, you get lots of awesome runner swag. So you get a long sleeve tech shirt that has a new design each year. This year it's a gray shirt with an Osprey on the front. You get a participation medal if you're one of the first 70. And then you also get some gloves with the Friends logo on the front, as well as this little shoe clip to put your keys in so when you're running. And then you get a bunch of other stuff from our sponsors.
So there's also a little promotion with some of the gear that you're getting for this. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, Fleet Feet in Des Moines is one of our sponsors, and they're providing a coupon. So if you go there and purchase new running gear or shoes, like anything from their store, they're going to donate 10% of your purchase back to the Friends of Warren County Conservation Board.
Okay, and then just kind of one final time, how can people register, why it's important for people to come out and help raise money for this, and why it should be a fun day?
Sure, you can register via our website or getmeregistered.com. And you should just come out, walk or run the trails, have a good day, enjoy the scenic view that's there.
Awesome. And why is this important, again, just to raise money for Warren County Conservation as well for their summer programs?
Yes, for our summer programs and our programs throughout the whole entire year.
Thanks to Karen Jolis-Slakowski for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.